What it do, ladies and gents? Welcome to episode 25 of Not Fast, Just Furious, our Barry Bonds episode. I am here with Zach, Trav, Kramer, and of course myself. We have a special guest today. Cam, say what's up.
Hello.
And it's going to be a real fun show, so hope you guys like it.
Your glasses are so dirty, Jerris. Why are you wearing them?
I was gonna talk between us, but you did.
Oh, you're right. I'm always the one who bitches when everybody talks in my intros. Dang it, that's my bad. But welcome back, guys. Missed a week last week. We didn't miss a week last week.
We had technical difficulties.
Yeah, it will be
posted at some time, probably never, but
We'll play with it. And,
if you know, you know.
We kind of felt bad, but I mean, we did 24 in a row, so I mean, I'm not saying like we deserve one off or anything, but it was just kind of a...
Give us a break.
Honestly, hold on. No, we really didn't give them a break because we did upload that special.
Yeah, we uploaded the thing we recorded where we were watching Alien vs. Predator for the first time. I've never seen Alien vs. Predator till then.
Such a good movie.
It was fine. I would say it was such a good movie. It was fine. But we got the whole crew here again tonight. Like we said in the intro, we got Cam. And Rocco's already beat. Rocco hates the new setup because he can't lay on the couch with us. But maybe I'll just like have somebody come over and just keep him entertained in the living room. Or
first things first.
He sees stuff. He wants to be outside.
Hey, first things first, though. Jared's Snapchat story today. One screenshot, he'll jump to the table. I know for a fact I was the first one because it said 23 seconds since it's been posted. He did not jump to a fucking table.
Okay.
Pisses me off.
You guys want to know the backstory of that?
Yeah, do it.
My dad texted me right after that and said, "You better fucking not." The exact quote was, "I saw your snap, don't even fucking dare." So I said, "I'm not."
Was I the first one screenshot, though? Yeah. I was like,
I have seven screenshots.
Yeah, so I think you can go through.
You gotta jump through seven. Jay, I have a table in there. You can jump through.
You can jump through this table.
There's not a chance you go through this table. You are gonna get fucked up if you try to jump through this
you
table.
You get seven tries to get through.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. I don't think you could jump through this table in seven tries. I think you would probably just get fucked.
It would
up.
Hurt. It depends. If you jump off something, maybe.
I don't want to find out.
My
roof, maybe?
I mean, honestly.
If you're jumping off the roof to land on a table, I will allow you to get on the roof.
It's like Bill's Mafia. I'm
down with that.
I got to go parkour before I do that.
I might. Anyways, let's get going on a topic, and this week, this is kind of Kramer's. I know he has a little bit of audio for this, and I don't know how familiar you guys are with this. I didn't know about it until I'm always sitting in Philadelphia. I'm not a big baseball guy, but the Wade Boggs, how many beers can he drink, that whole situation. So,
Before that, hold on, how many beers do you guys think you can actually drink? That's perfect. No, that's
I would say, but that's not a beer. I guess we can go around the room on that if you want. That's kind of up to y'all. You got any input on that? Or?
I think I'm good for...
How many beers have you had in one setting before? The most you've had?
I think 11. And it was during a podcast.
Jeez, really?
And they're bottles. It was the first time we had genuine drafted bottles.
No, he did this. He did this. Because I remember he was drinking that and I was starting in High Life. And I had a 12-pack, he had a 12-pack, and he had one left.
Was that there for that podcast?
That it might have been the one you missed.
That's when I was on the COVID list.
The first one I thought was, we were talking about the shots, I was like, that's not beer, but you realize I was thinking wrong.
That was a terrible podcast.
It was fine. I'd do it again, I don't care.
I'm down with it again. Yeah.
But I'd say beer-wise, the most I've ever... One night when we went to a friend's house, I borrowed a 24-pack, and I drank all 24. And that's probably the most I've ever drank, and probably the most I ever will. That's pretty solid. I'm kind of a bitch, too. I'm not good at drinking. I suck at drinking now. I was good for a while. Now I'm terrible, so.
I had 22 beers once. I had over my limit. It was a spring break at the Ozarks. Went down there in college, and I just went buck wild.
I'm going to have to take him outside.
Rocco's a badass.
He is a fucking...
Cam, how many beers you've had in one set?
He's a pain in my ass.
Jerris, how many beers you had?
I'll say like 10. You're not much of a beer drinker, though, are you?
Oh, I was. You're
hitting everything.
Huh?
I'm starting to be.
I feel weird. Okay. I don't like that. Don't screenshot that, Kramer.
What?
You walking just into the camera?
No, I'm going to screenshot that because you're going to be in the camera. Yeah, okay, so if you guys haven't noticed this by now, but we put stuff on YouTube, so you can watch this podcast. We're in a new setting right now.
Yeah, he's trying to be bad. He's not going off. He sees dogs outside. That's why he's barking.
He's got to stay in.
Jay, what about you?
Probably, honestly, too. I don't drink beer. I don't like beer. I said this multiple times to anybody for 2 years.
So, okay, so Wade Boggs, cross-country flight from... Well, we had a cross-country flight. He actually... There's a legend. Wade Boggs drinking 62 beers from the flight between Cleveland to Boston, which that's not that far. Like, if you, it's really not. Maybe if it's a flight from Boston to L.A., maybe, but this was a story that was brought up a while back. There's so many tales and legends with all baseball player stories, which, honestly, they are the best stories because of always on the road constantly. But TMZ, a few years ago, Wade Boggs, here's some audio I'll play for
you. I don't know what to do about this.
What's up, brother? Good to see you, man. Welcome
What's
back.
Happening?
Good to see you. Old-timers Day.
Yeah.
Are you going to play hard? Or how does it work, Old-timers Day? Do you go 100%? Do you kind of go slow?
I'm going to go as long as my hamstrings will carry. So when I pull a hamstring, then I come off the field.
Are you going to eat chicken before?
Absolutely. Got to, man.
Are you going to eat the Hebrew before? Are you writing Hebrew before you go up to bed?
Absolutely. Nothing's going to change.
What other things do you do now that's superstitious kind of for you that you do in your normal life?
Nothing, like, thank God.
Nothing superstitious? One last thing. The rumors. What's the most amount of beers you've ever drank in one day?
In one day?
Yeah.
Over 100.
Seriously?
Yeah, over 100.
Is it just that you're just born with it? You can tell
it's
a hollow leg.
Really?
It's a hollow leg, yeah. It goes down there and I take it off.
Hey, man. Right. Good to see you. Enjoy this weekend. Good to see you.
So he said he's drank over 100 beers in one day. And he did say, I mean, he had a hollow leg, so all the beer runs down to it. But, I mean, then again, he also drank that many beers in one day and went 3 for 4 against the Mariners the next day.
I still think I call bullshit on that.
Shit,
I don't buy that.
How big is it?
He's like... he's probably... I'm going to probably say 6'1", maybe... probably 220, 230 when he's playing for the Red Sox. No, but I mean, if you can still pound brews back, I mean... This is the guy also ate a full chicken before every game, too.
He's 6'2".
He's a chicken man.
He was 6'2", 197 in Boston.
So he gained weight after, of course. But it's from all that beer. Like, I don't see... I couldn't do 100 beers. I'm not for a damn fact. Like, that's
You'd be drunk for weeks.
I would be drunk for weeks. But I honestly... That Always Sunny episode, we should try that one day. Just... We'll time how long it is between a flight across the United States from one point to another. Let's just say Boston to L.A., because that's probably the longest for any type of baseball team that would go back and forth for. And we'll time that, and then we're just going to drink between that time, and we're going to document how many beers.
See, my problem is, I'm only good at drinking when I don't plan on drinking. If I, like, have to get psyched, I'll suck. But, like, last night, like, oh, I'm not drinking. It's 1 a.m., I start drinking, and I'm, like, 8-10 beers deep. I'm like... Fuck, I wasn't even going to drink tonight. Like, why am I like this? But then if I want to drink, I can't. I suck.
We can even make Jarrett the commissioner of this, and he can always write on our shirts and stuff when we're drinking.
That's true, actually.
Sick-ass whiteboard you got.
That's what I mean. Nah. Because we got to get white t-shirts for this. We're going to do the right thing. We're going to do the right thing about this. But that's... we should do that. We should actually live stream that. We'll see how long a live stream will be. Because if it's a 5-hour flight, say it'd be from there, that's probably 6 or 7.
Good lord.
We'll have a live stream of 6 or 7 hours, and we're just drinking beer the entire time.
Are you doing a 24-hour stream?
No.
That's a bad
idea.
I don't think we can mix the 24-hour and the Wade Boggs challenge ideas. I don't think it's a good idea.
Fair enough.
I think it is.
That's almost impossible. Like, because, I mean, we're going to be so...
It would ruin the 24 hours.
Yeah, at the end of it, it's only the Jay show, because...
It's going to be you.
It's going to be you.
Why are you guys thinking of that idea?
Would you participate?
I will.
He's gonna drink Miller Extra Light though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Under these cheap.
No, honestly, we should drink one certain amount of beer, like one beer. So I bet you
all
like,
or just
no, like
Miller Light is probably my best case scenario.
It doesn't bother me what beer it is.
I'll probably go Highway.
Honestly, Bud Light may not be the movie. Maybe the move too.
Which one tastes more like water?
Bud Light is fucking water.
Why are you already trying to take cheap ways out of this?
I'm not. I know.
Drink your beer of choice.
All right, I'll take Coors Light then.
All right.
Water.
Coors Light's the best beer. That's just me.
What about Banquet? I thought Banquet was last week.
No, Banquet's a good beer to enjoy and relax with. If you're just trying to drink a lot, you do Coors Light.
That just means you can't drink heavy beer. That's what that means.
Especially not.
No. I like to enjoy heavy beer.
Before this challenge,
gorging myself.
We're all going to eat a rotisserie chicken.
We're going to start a little club around here, Kramer. The rotisserie boys.
Can I get a rum and coke to wash it down?
That's all I want. It doesn't count.
Okay, I'll have a stiff cocktail.
Where was the flight from?
That's like a notification that popped up is for my.
Okay, that's not like a storage thing like we've had previously. Trust me, I know. Okay.
Where's the flight from?
To say Boston, LA. How long is that flight? You also got to add time zones in there too. Does that add?
Time zones aren't real, Kramer.
You should. Well, I mean, if you're in Arizona, maybe not.
Kramer, the Earth is flat.
Oh my lord!
That's the urban legend. This week.
Oh my god!
The round Earth.
Are you a flat earther?
I might. Okay.
6 hours, 28 minutes.
So we're gonna have a 6-hour and 28-minute stream.
Is the shortest amount? Is the shortest scene?
What about delays?
Multiple airlines.
Yeah. What about all the delays?
It's a red eye. It's a red eye. And then we got to go outside and hit a ball.
I can't hit a ball sober.
We'll see what happens. I might.
Let us know. Let's get some interaction with people.
We got all this room on the walls in here that I want to cover with shit. So if you send anything in, get a hold of us on like Twitter and send us shit, and we'll hang it up. I don't care if you like draw a picture or what it is. I'll put it up.
It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be.
I would prefer it to be bad, honestly. But that's up to you.
It builds more character that way. I feel like it does. This room has been. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, they can't see that part. It was like the unfinished closet
and that locks from the outside.
That closet will lock from the outside.
But more on people who can drink a lot. Under the Giant, he can drink a lot. I'm not sure what the how many he can have.
It's over 130, I think.
But he's a guy that you have beer in your hand, you can't even see the beer.
Yeah, you can't see it. Like when he drinks Tall Boys, you still can't see the beer. His hand's so big. And like another thing with Andre the Giant that's actually like really cool. If you're not a St. Joseph native, what was the wrestler that was in town? He went to WWE.
Huh?
Yeah, there was a wrestler in town.
Did he show up or something?
No. He wrestled in St. Joe.
What, Sonny Myers?
Maybe.
Harley Race?
He's from Maryville. Harley Race. Well, he wrestled in St. Joe a lot.
Because of territories.
And he got contact with a lot of these bigger guys. And then I know, like, was it Toby's in town? They did, like, the little people wrestling as well. There was multiple times, like, there's people from town who drank with Andre the Giant. Like, he's been here and he's been around these people. And it's honestly super ironic because he comes, like, the little people wrestlers and then Andre the Giant shows up and, like, they all just drink. And I bet it's entertaining as hell. I know, guy at work, not sure if it's credible, but he talks about it. And, like, he said the big thing, there would be, like, one guy every night who was in charge of giving Andre the Giant his beers when he'd come there. Because, like, you had to keep track of him. And he said the thing that freaked him out the most is you have to pop the top on it. He can't pop it. He can't open a beer.
Well, splash it.
Like, no, he physically can't pop the top on a beer.
Because his fingers are so big,
he can't get in there and pop it. He said, so you have to pop your beers and give it to him.
Former wrestler Mike Graham stated that Andre actually reached 156 beers in one sitting.
That is insane.
But then again, Andre's what? Hold on. How tall?
Like 6'9".
He's probably bigger than that, ain't he?
Well, this is what, 7'8" or some shit?
7'4".
That's how tall he is? Was that listed?
7'4", 5'20".
That's well above average.
Yeah, that's well above average.
That's an NBA. Fucking go to the NBA.
Well, he did play basketball when he was younger.
I'd hope.
But he had too much mass to play in the
NBA. The thing is, wrestling kind of ruined him because of all the bumps that he had to take at a young age, and they kind of deteriorated his back, his knees.
Have you heard the story of the WrestleMania 3 main event? He was in so much pain that
that's when he got slammed.
He almost didn't make the show. So in the back the entire night, he drank like 14 bottles of wine by himself.
They
went out and did the match.
So, I've trained for wrestling. Highly do not suggest doing that.
Why?
Okay, you know why? How about you, I'll after the podcast, I'll show you Jeff Hardy versus Sting.
Are you trying to say we're not tough?
No, you'll understand why. You'll understand.
Remember, we're watching Kong versus Godzilla.
No, we're not.
Please?
It's a risk factor out there for this.
I don't know if I can watch it a second time. It was not great.
Hey, here's the thing. All right, let's talk about it real quick. Was it actually good?
No.
Yes, it was good.
I heard that there was a dump truck.
Godzilla.
Stop
not Godzilla.
Talking about
donkey,
fucking movie.
Donkey Badonkey. King Badonkey Kong's got a fucking dump truck.
His name is just Kong.
Yeah, it's King
Badonkey. King Kong, just Kong.
He has a dump truck, though.
Either way, the dump truck is
present. Fucking movie.
This is going to be a weird thing to ask, too, for it. But did he hang?
Yes.
No, I can tell. I can tell you, Godzilla and Kong both have retractable dicks. I studied the whole time. I made sure
they're women.
That's why.
Travis, or they're women.
That's why Travis said the movie sucked because
no brain to hang.
Well, I mean, it's like Thunder Gun.
No, it was just like the plot is so bad.
I didn't.
And the fighting is so short.
Don't spoil it too much.
I'm not. I'm just saying, the plot's so bad, the fighting is not as much as you would think.
Let's just say, when the aliens show up, it gets hairy.
There's aliens there?
Yeah, like Alien off Alien versus Predator. It's a cameo, basically.
He's in the crowd while they're fucking fighting. He's looking up at him.
Was it like a robot chicken type episode type thing?
RoboCop was there.
He was...
No.
Me and him get here, and he puts on Robot Chicken, and we watch like an entire episode. I'm like, Zach, change this. This is fucking terrible.
Made it it's 5 so minutes bad. Into an 11-minute
episode. Yeah, it was just awful.
Of what?
Robot Chicken.
I used to watch it back in the day.
I don't know. I did too, and I don't know how I did. It's downright awful.
I don't think I've seen it in years. I don't really watch
it. Jay, keep it. Yeah. Oh, was that a kitty?
Yeah.
I can't look at the kitties.
You getting a cat cam?
No.
Well,
good choice.
You want to try to make the phone call, like Kramer, cats. For kicks and see what happens?
We're going
to
make a phone call. So we did this a few weeks ago. No answer.
So I bet it's discontinued now.
It's discontinued?
I bet.
We're going to find out. If you haven't noticed this or haven't used it, your first hosting, we called Tom Brady once. He put his number out on Twitter, and now we have his number forever. Let's give him a call.
Not a chance he changes it. Not a chance.
Tom the Tom.
I actually really hope. Shh. I'll quit telling you the answers. He's not going to answer. I would like to think he changed it, and then some random person is going to have his number, and they're going to answer and be like, what the fuck do you want?
The mailbox is full. I cannot accept any messages.
That went quick, though.
Goodbye.
That rang like, six times. That only rang six. I think he declined that.
You can't leave a message if they decline it.
Well, no.
I have no idea.
No, it only rang six times.
I know, but it told you the mailbox is
no,
full, so
it rang seven times. Seven rings, and then it hangs up.
Hold on. I want to see if they'll do that. Hold on. I'm sorry, boys.
I don't get this at all.
Seven rings, Tom Brady?
All right, we're going to count.
Oh.
Hold on.
You dumb ass.
I didn't put it on speaker. I was wondering what was going on.
We're never getting through.
One. Two. Three.
The mailbox is full.
Oh, they only three rings.
Goodbye.
That was shorter than last time, I feel like. Alright, that's a fail. Dang, two. We're 0 for 2. 0 for 2. Do you think Tom will ever answer?
Nope.
That's not his number anymore, Kramer.
I feel like that hasn't been his number since 15 minutes after he tweeted it.
Yep.
Well, sort of
I would like to think he just got a new phone and he was like...
Well, I mean, I guess you could... He said just text it. What if we just text it?
Yeah, what if he doesn't... What if he has phone anxiety? It's very common.
What's phone anxiety?
Where you won't talk
you
on the phone.
You hate talking on the phone. You hate making
Here's something like that. I hate eating and talking, like, if I'm FaceTiming and or, like, on the phone. Like, I will seriously, like... I will... Stop what I'm doing.
But you guys know.
Do you hate
I will do talk while I do anything. I don't care.
Like, I can't eat and talk. Like, I can't do it.
You can't. You don't care if other people do.
Well, no, if you're on the phone or something like that. Like, if I'm, like, out with you guys and eat, I can eat and talk with you. But, if, like, it's that psychological factor because I feel like I'm smacking and I don't want you to hear me.
I'll eat and talk. I'll poop and talk. I'll shower on the phone. I don't care.
Can't be one of those trash.
He's done all of these.
Can't need a minute or
we're running a little bit lower.
I have to refill the old case.
We should have the Boozer Cruiser in here, so we drive in.
I thought about that, but that looks like the doorway is weird.
I cannot be responsible enough with that while we're live.
Well, no, that's very true. That's actually very true.
I know.
Oh, you posted the video with the Boozer Cruiser.
I did.
There's a free tour at Trap House.
I almost ran over Rocco on that.
Not everybody can get that for free.
The only thing that sucks,
very true,
is I'm too fat for that shit.
I mean, Juris, it doesn't pull me around either, but I still do it.
I have to go downhill.
Uh-huh. You just get yourself a mobile.
How far did you go on it?
I went to the stop sign.
I went to the stop sign.
It's a good half mile out.
It's not a half mile.
That's not even a quarter of a mile.
No, it's like 1,000 feet.
That's half mile.
How many feet do you think is in a mile, Zach?
2,200-ish.
It's 5,280.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
How do you know that by heart?
He's an engineer.
Yeah, how do you know about heart?
For conversions and stuff? You've never had to, like, do stuff like that?
No, because No.
So I made it a fifth of a mile. We take those.
Yeah, he made it a fifth.
Like two-tenths.
If we go from the stop sign on... I don't know that road, actually. The one going down the hill. You know what I'm talking about?
We're not going down that hill on that biggest cruiser.
No, not that hill. Okay, so... You know?
I know.
That's street right here. You
said 80. Yes. It got dark out real quick.
I said 5280.
Yeah, no, the street that's over here off of...
That's Jersey. Yeah, that's probably a quarter mile.
What about... What's the street up?
Why are we negotiating this? No one's going to know what we're talking about.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
our Jersey Sheet
Street. We are the one talking to St. Joe. They know where we're at. Like, if you go to Snap Maps right now, if you go by this one area, you can actually find out and look in the trap house.
Don't look at our Snap Maps.
It's like, all no, black. No. If you're in St. Joe, click on like the St. Joe stuff. You always see Not Fast, Just Furious stuff. Promise you. I promise you that right now. I think Zach might be doing one right now.
If you're around town and you see Not Fast, Just Furious stickers, just know. It was me.
Zach or you, yeah. Zach does it all the time. We need to take some of this
stuff. I put one sticker on a Sonic drive-thru thing.
You put one on the ward, too, and you put one on Jalen's phone.
Which is actually...
Jalen still has his on his phone, too.
I saw it.
It looks brand new. I was like, bro, do you never put your phone in your pocket? But, and then also, moving past the Tom Brady deal.
Yeah, that's
mine. Our dear friend of the show, DMX.
Number one fan.
Friend of the show, DMX.
He has a friend.
He overdosed and he is doing fine. I mean,
he's breathing on his own now,
which is good. I mean, that was tragic. I mean, I knew DMX did drugs. I'm not surprised. I've seen the videos of him like coked out singing Rudolph. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty fucking.
Actually, that's one of my favorite.
But our friend Brody is like the biggest DMX fan.
If you want to see some
videos, it is very odd.
If you want to see videos of Brody singing DMX, I have about 6 or 7.
Like we'll go to do karaoke night, and like they'll play. He'll want to sing a DMX song. I don't know the words to any DMX songs besides the chorus.
Are you serious?
No, he does. And he will go up, and they won't have words on the thing. And
he knows Rough Riders Anthem. That's about
he
it.
Knows every word of Rough Riders Anthem, not even with lyrics or nothing
we
on the screen.
Give it to you. That's a good song.
We've done it. Brody knows all the words of that too. I don't know the words of any of them. I don't listen to DMX, but it's fine. I respect it, and DMX is a friend of the show, so I'm glad he's doing fine. I hope he keeps doing fine, and maybe like make some new music with Kanye or something. Fuck it, let's mix it up.
Honestly, okay.
You're both turning the new leaf. Let's do it.
You know how like good that I think that would be. DMX and Kanye in the same room together. Has it happened?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I mean,
Do you think they could possibly get along though? Honestly, I think it'd be get them in a room together. Lock the door, put a mic in there, have them talk. I can only imagine what was going on.
I mean, I know if they're going to make... I mean, if there's money involved, they're going to get along, you know. But
who would be hard to get along with?
Who'd be more...
Probably DMX is going to be coked out the whole time.
Well, I bet he's not now anymore if he's OD'd.
That's true. Didn't stop Lil Wayne, though.
Well, that's also Lil Wayne.
Pretty cool. What the fuck just happened? What, your fault?
That ghost. That's what happened. Toast.
But,
No, honestly, hey, Kanye and... Did you get what I said? The toast, ghost, toast. Spongebob reference. I thought you'd get that can of Spongebob.
Oh, no, I need my own little reference.
Oh, what'd you say then?
No. Not gonna say it. Move on. It was a good thing.
Freaky shit inside. Nothing but a stove in there. But I tell you, fucking nightmare zone.
I still love how that is the first one I made, and it is by far the best.
That's actually very
good. Okay, so for Urban Legend this week, I kind of wanted to like try to find something different. So I found a list. It's by Jake Rosen, so cool. I'm going to pick number 1 through 11.
8. 3.
Okay, we'll do 8. Zach said first. I haven't looked at 8. So this is a little like untraditional. Okay, so, and I'm going to warn you, there's a little reading involved. It's nothing too crazy.
Okay.
This is the fake cop trick. I don't know anything about this, as I
said. Wait, hold on. What is it called?
The fake cop trick.
The fake cop
trick. I don't know if these are necessarily, I don't think these are, like, ghost related or, like, anything. I think this is, like...
What's the website first that you're on?
Mental Floss.
Okay.
I think this is more, like, things, like, this is more, like, everyday things. Like, things that, more like things that people irrationally feel that fear. Okay. So this isn't like a ghost or thing, I believe. You may have had an overly concerned parent or friend warn you of people impersonating police officers using the veneer of authority to attack victims who have left their guard down. Mm-hmm. While there aren't many who are in full patrol uniform or traveling in marked vehicles, there have been many documented cases of assailants posing as law enforcement. At least two this past summer alone in Bloomington, Illinois. A man used flashing lights to get a vehicle to pull over. After walking up to the vehicle, the man tried unsuccessfully to overpower the driver before they managed to get away. In Fayetteville, Virginia, a man donned a uniform and pulled over a teenage boy on a bike, forcing him to empty his pockets. Talking to a real police officer later, the boy told him the second car had pulled up with the man matching the description of someone who had been caught impersonating an officer 2 weeks prior. So, I mean, I would say,
this has happened at St. Joe before.
Yes, and I know that. That's kind of interesting. I'm almost going to save this listener right now because there's actually like 11 of them. They all look like they're pretty interesting. So, like, this would be a, I guess this isn't necessarily a religion exactly, but we'll go with it because it's,
interesting.
I mean, it's something to think about, though. I mean, yeah, because,
I remember when this was like big in St. Joe around, like, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, I feel like.
I remember it happened a couple times. It was people just trying to be dicks, but I mean, have to deal with that.
I-29 through, from St. Joe to Platte City, that happened all the time through there because, like, man, it's just a one-way stretch.
Well, I would kind of assume this guard goes with sex trafficking eventually would be my assumption. And, I mean, this is kind of crazy. This is kind of dark. I don't think it'd be this dark.
That's all right. Sometimes you gotta get in that dark.
I can pick a different one if you guys want to talk about a different thing.
But, 8:16. It's supposed to be dark. Let's keep going.
Well, I mean, I read the Urban Legend. We can talk about it if you guys want. I'm so revving on the podcast in a while. I hate this.
What's up?
This is so revving podcast night in so long.
Well, finish that drink right now, bud.
Well, the way to counteract this that people say, but it's always like a mindfuck. You can call 911 and say, hey, I'm here. I've been pulled over by an officer. Are they a real
officer? Do I pull over? And I feel like that's very problematic, though.
I don't know if you guys should do that or not.
No, that's what they
do. Though, I remember when you were talking about all this happened, I remember, like, St. Joe PD came out and said that. Like, you're supposed to keep driving at, like, a normal speed and everything and call 911 and tell them that you're being pulled over. And then they would, like, dispatch out to the officers and an officer would confirm or deny if they were pulling you over.
Or whenever the officer, like, runs your plate
and
is pulling you over, they report that. Yeah. So if you call in and give them, like, hey, I'm here, there's a police car behind me trying to pull me over, and they'll say, yeah, it's already been reported, or no, keep driving, we'll dispatch
someone. I don't know what's scarier to think about, like, that happening, and just, like, it ends up being a real cop and you get pulled over, or it's not a real cop. Like, what happened? Like, you just keep driving?
Until
a cop will come and, like, take care of it. I mean, but, like, that's gotta be fucking terrifying.
I've seen as much, like, I've seen how many, like, cop cars, different cop cars that you've seen, like I've seen, and like the lights and how they keep them up to date and stuff. Even if I see a car that's like an old fashioned type cop car, I know damn good well they're not using those, so I'm gonna keep driving. And it's not like it's gonna be, like, I mean, it'd be weird, but I mean, if I get pulled over later on, like, if I see that, I'd be like, hey, when did you put out the old model? Like, why you don't use this anymore? I don't know, like, and even if, like, people flash your lights, like, that's shit like that, why would you want to pull over if someone flashes your lights?
What do you mean flashes their lights?
I mean, like, they're behind you, they're just...
Yeah, they flash the back,
brights. Flashing their brights on.
Who pulls back over if someone's behind you flashing their
I'm
brights?
I'm keeping driving. I'm going to flip them off and keep going.
Exactly. I drive with my brights on.
But here's the thing.
How many people flash their brights at me and I just, like, say, oh, that fucking sucks?
Well, you know what I usually do? If someone, like, is a dick behind me, I'll just start slowing down.
I don't know, Kramer. I keep a Glock in my Silverado, so...
Which is smart.
Kind of like Fetty Wap.
I got two guns on me all the time.
Water
to the left and the right.
I'll fire no other man.
I ain't pulling over.
I'm not pulling over this. And
I mean, I ain't pulling over. Go.
No,
I do always get a little nervous when I pull over from a cop.
Well, you probably should.
last time I got pulled over was...
I was with you.
No, it was before that. Oh, I forgot about that part. Yeah.
That was stupid.
Last
that
time
was
I got
so
pulled,
dumb.
Last, okay, that story was
so stupid.
It was raining out, and we were going back to my house. I was taking Kramer, and I was driving.
Was it me and Chaz?
Yeah, and you were in the back seat.
I was
laying
in the back
down.
Seat the entire time.
And so I see this cop, and
Kramer had like 5 beers,
and he turned, and I see it like he's going the opposite way of me. And when we pass, I see him turn around. I'm like, this motherfucker's gonna pull me over. So he follows me for like. Well, it felt like forever, but it was probably like 2 or 3 minutes. And as soon as I get on the highway to go to my house, boom, pulls me over. So I'm like, motherfucker. So I pull over, and he comes up, and he's like, hey, you know, no big deal. You weren't speeding or nothing. He said, your tire was a little bit off the white line going on to the turn, and your plate light is out, like your license plate light. He said that was out. And I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. So I get back to his car, and he's like, yeah, all you gotta do is just buy a light from O'Reilly's, buy a little license plate light at O'Reilly's, it's like $5. I said, I prefer AutoZone. Because at the time, Chaz worked there. And he's like, yeah, make sure you get that man home safe. I said, there's two of them. He said, what? I said, yeah, there's no dude in the back.
He shouldn't have told you that.
It was funny, because like, he was probably 5 feet behind my car. And he just pokes his head up over the desk, like he could see the dude in the back of my car. And Kramer's sitting there laying down. And it's like 12 o'clock at night. But last time I got pulled over was, apparently some car was running from SJ, Central Police Department. And my car matched the description.
Jerks, what were you doing while that car was running from the police? Were you also running from the police?
I was leaving Chad's house, so I probably shouldn't have been running from the police.
I don't do illegal shit here.
You don't, I do.
I don't think I've ever broken the law.
I don't. We don't. We're good people.
I'm not, but I don't break the law.
No, that's sketchy. Don't,
It was a real cop, though. Like,
yeah. I mean, you can easily tell when there's a real cop and there's
not. I'm not trying to be a dick or nothing, but I was not scared of that cop.
You could overpower him.
He was tiny.
What the hell is that?
Someone's partying out there.
Is that my dad?
Is that your dad going ham? Is it?
Yeah, it is. That's awesome. My dad's over there blaring on Wayne Jr. That's what he's doing. Yeah, that's Wayne Jr.
What?
He's just in the basement. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. That's actually pretty funny, though. He's blaring Wayne Jr.
I'm hoping that comes through.
I don't feel bad about being loud last night now. I mean, mine might have been a 5 a.m.
That's probably why he's doing it.
No, he thought it was funny.
Wait, he heard you guys over there? Over here?
Kramer.
How bad was it?
So, the three people who came, they were never been here, so I'm sure this was their house. The one person walked in, left the door wide open, goes, oh, you're in here, and turns around and screams, it's his house, as loud as they could. I said, it's 1:30 a.m. I live in, like, a residential, like, chill out a little bit. And then they got in there, they were so loud. Oh, my gosh. They were so loud. And then when we left, Damon was so loud. And then Damon gets in his car, just blares music, and I'm like, man, my neighbors hate me.
Yeah,
and then Rocco just barks that when I'm gone for that hour to go to IHOP. He's pissed. He wanted IHOP.
Rocco wanted IHOP.
He wanted the steak.
But I think we can move past the Urban Legend if you guys would like. I kind of want to do a 2K League update. We are 1-3.
Okay. So
we suck.
Comeback season.
My picks don't suck.
Raj Ellis is an all-star, though.
Thank you.
Raj Ellis is probably the best player.
Didn't he get a shoe deal?
Yeah, we got a shoe deal with Uzi.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, we got a shoe deal with Yeezy. All the players on the teams are gonna start rocking Yeezys out on the court.
Our team has been bad. Raj's been good. I'm wondering if Raj is putting up empty stats or if he's good. I'm trying to figure it
out. So we're in this Discord thing. You guys need to join the Discord.
I need to get Discord. You guys never have joined that,
which is annoying as hell, but it's okay. People are actually in our locker room talking about Hugh.
Oh, Hugh Hung or whatever?
Yeah, Hugh Hung.
Hugh Hefner?
No, Hugh Hung.
Hugh Hung, our 7 foot tall, like, freak athlete.
He's not very good.
Oh, he's decent. He's above average. We got a fan club that way, but our 2K team, it's not the best.
We drafted Raj Ellis and Hugh Hung purely off their names, and they're our best players.
Comeback season's underway.
Well, the funny thing is, when I put Hugh for the second round pick, the commissioner was like, really? Like, question mark? I was like, yeah, that's what the boys want, so we're taking him. And he's like, okay.
You sure you want you?
I have 22 teams in this league. We're number 19. It's not bad. Not last.
We're well below average.
Like Ricky Bobby said,
Raj is the best player in the league.
Yeah, he averages like 18 points a game on one of the worst team in the league.
He's not the best player in the league. Yes, he is. He's the best player for us.
Which makes him the best player in the league.
By the way, watch out for one out of Willie on our team, Willie Rose. He's not bad.
Willie Rose?
So should we put Raj on the trade block, send me a pitching guy?
No, we're not trading Raj. He's the future.
Raj is the old, isn't he? Isn't he the guy we drafted that's like 28?
No, that's Hugh.
Yeah. He's 28. Zach drafted him in the second round.
Are we mid-season right now or early?
We're really early.
Very early.
I say we change our whole team except Raj. Trade and sell
it. No, we got to keep Hugh Hung.
Got to keep Hugh.
We can keep Hugh. Trade everyone else for those two. Kramer, make it happen.
Alright, I'll see what I can do, boys. I'll see what I can do. But yeah, our team sucks.
Then, Let's
get a sports world going, bud.
You want to do sports world?
Yes, because it's good.
Woo! Draft sports world. Hell yeah!
I need to update our intros a little bit.
No, we got to keep them like that. We're just gonna keep it like that. Sorry, stepping your toes. Your sports world this week, but
it's no, baseball. It's the baseball's out on me. I don't know. I don't do baseball. I just know Matt Harvey. That's all I know.
I eat.
And y'all see how plug.
Squeak. Sleep. Squeak. Should I do that? So Houston Astros. They won the World Series. Well, they cheated to win the World Series. 17.
I like it.
Yeah,
like
17. It. 17 Astros cheated to win the World Series. And now, since there was no fans last year, because everything broke before, like, pretty much before spring training last year, like, oh, this is what's happened. The whistleblowers are going out. There was no fans. No fans last year in Major League Baseball games. This year, there's fans.
Oh, wait, I know what this happened. Okay.
So, during the Athletics and the Astros home opener, this was booing the crap out of them. This is during their introductions.
Fuck you! You hear that?
Why do they do the dessert mix?
They cheated to win the World Series. It's how? Like they used...
Because wasn't they using... Someone was texting, and they were using signals to find out what the pitches were?
Pretty much. They were using trash cans to bang on stuff in order to do, like... if it's an off-speed pitch... Because Clayton Kershaw, I think, had, like, 55 balls in that one of the World Series games. And this guy has a successful... chase rate of like between 65% and 75%. So he gets people to chase on pitches that are outside the zone.
And swing and miss.
Yeah, a lot of swing and misses. And they had, I think, like maybe 6 or 7 walks against him. And I think he threw like 55 balls, which that's the most he's ever thrown in a game. So you got to think something's fishy there. And they also, like, Jose Altuve didn't want his shirt ripped off because they didn't know, didn't know if he had like a buzzer on him, and so like this was to get to the World Series against Aroldis Chapman, and because it was a changeup he hit it home run. He was like saying, "Don't pull the shirt off." They go into celebrate at home plate. He goes into the dugout, into the clubhouse, switches his shirt, and comes back outside. Is that not fishy to you? I guess, but. They're booing him. This is...
that was his MVP year, too, wasn't it?
It was his MVP year. This is... it's really loud. So during the game, Chris Bassitt threw at Carlos Correa. It's deliberate.
It's going to happen all year.
And, like... the cheers of all the A's fans cheering that Carlos Correa got hit. That's awesome. That's what baseball's about. Yeah,
cheating's bad until you get caught. Until you get caught.
Well, it's like the thing, like, with the 1919, the Black Sox scandal with the White Sox, which was Joe Jackson.
They,
like,
fucked themselves up.
No. They deliberately threw the game in order to get paid.
Yeah.
But this is different. They're still cheating in order to win the game.
And they got banned by them.
Wait, what's the problem there? They lost the game.
They shaved points.
The other team won, but they still got paid. Both teams got paid.
No. They shaved points for betting.
Illegal. So illegal.
So many ways.
Yeah, the people in the game betted, and then they made sure the bet came to get money.
I've the betting.
Like Jordan did.
Yeah, but they also... Joe Jackson deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but he won't be because his career is tarnished because of that.
Kind of like Jose Canseco.
He should have gauged money over career fame.
I would say that with Jose Canseco, because that was an era. Steroid era is completely different between cheating in a World Series.
Lance
That's
Armstrong.
Just me, though.
Well, because I think... Steroids. No, wait. Have you ever actually, like, sat and listened to Lance Armstrong?
Just
watched
the 30 for 30.
No, he got fucked. Everybody was doing the same shit he was doing.
Name another cyclist other than Lance Armstrong.
Well, I don't know who they are.
Exactly. They're cyclists. That's all they care about.
No, the thing was, they were taking dental floss, and they were hooking dental floss to the cars that ride with them, and people were hooking it around their tooth. They were fake pedaling, and they were letting the car pull their weight. Well, no, because it don't take much. If it's 4 or 5 pounds of force, I mean, you know how much different that makes in that long of a bike ride?
They're using the lap car to pull them?
Yeah, so the car would pull it, and then if they get close, they just, like, use their tongue and flick it off. You can't track that.
There's
tied to the back of the car, right? So
what are the odds that people even notice that?
I don't like.
I mean, honestly,
and when they're all cheating, you're not going to rat each other out. When you're all cheating, like the steroid era in baseball, they're all doing it for the most part, or they're doing shit they're not supposed to at least. So no one wants to be the guy to say something because the dominoes fall. I mean, and you're the guy that caused it. So then you're Jose Canseco, and everyone fucking hates you.
I think it's different with 1919. The Great War is going on. You're playing baseball, so you don't have to go over there.
The Spanish flu is happening. The
Spanish flu is running rampant.
1919's crazy year, man.
Exactly. They were just trying to make some extra money.
But I think it's great though.
Zach, quit defending cheaters.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's good that all the Astros.
Why do you have AirPods out? What were you listening to?
The case is very satisfying.
Okay.
The full 162 game season this year. There's gonna be a lot of booze on Astros, and I cannot wait for it. It's gonna be great. I can't actually wait till they come to Kauffman because you know, working for 610. So many people are like,
get us tickets to that game. I'll boo harder than anybody.
Get the Astros here. We hate them. Like, I just bring trash cans, start banging trash cans.
Dude, I'll storm the mound. I don't give a fuck.
I think it was funny, too. During the NHL season, Gritty of the Philadelphia Flyers had a trash can with the Astro logo on it. He's just banging it out there during a hockey game, which is actually quite hysterical. Gosh, it's good. You got anything sports related that you want to talk about?
Me? The Buccaneers got all their starters back. That's about all I got.
They got Antonio Brown back?
Not yet, but they don't need him.
They don't need all the starters then.
They don't need AB back. They'll be fine without him. They did not use him anyways.
They never signed anybody else.
I want him to go somewhere where he'll actually be used. But man, he did win a Super Bowl. He's going to get arrested so fucking hard this summer. It's just a matter of when.
Baltimore signed Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, that's going to be hopeful when he plays fucking half a game and then sell the rest of the season.
The worst fucking receiver free agent.
Maybe it wasn't the worst.
No, he's actually a good wide receiver.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins is very good.
He's a good blocking wide receiver. He can catch. He's quick.
Not this past season, but the season before. Dude, he had so many big plays for Kansas City.
If he's healthy, he's good.
The best ability is availability.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm saying big third down plays and stuff. He made some big plays for Kansas City the past few years. He really has. Sammy Watkins has kind of been a rock for them. He really has been. I think they might miss him a little bit, honestly, but I think DeMarcus Robinson will fill the role pretty well. DeMarcus Robinson is pretty good.
Just put Mecole Hardman out there.
Mecole Hardman makes a lot of mistakes, too, though. He makes dumb mistakes.
He doesn't have very good hands.
Yeah, he makes just weird mistakes. But, I mean, I don't know.
As of recording this right now, Houston is in the national championship.
Houston?
Baylor. I'm an idiot.
Baylor beat Houston?
Baylor beat Houston. I'm an idiot.
It's going to be Baylor and Gonzaga, so I mean, it's not.
I think Gonzaga's won by 30.
I think Baylor's defense got some.
We'll call A, we'll call B.
Gonzaga's not going to lose.
Gonzaga's really fucking
They're not going to lose.
National
Kate Cunningham's going to just blow up. He's going to be first pick in the draft. And he's going to go to, the Knicks when they trade. So.
Kate Cunningham plays for the
Oklahoma State.
Who the fuck am I thinking of? Bro, you understand. I don't follow this shit, bro. Jalen Suggs.
Jalen DeClair, do you think?
What?
Is Jalen DeClair?
I don't know.
I was thinking Kate Cunningham because I knew he declared.
Yeah,
he can declare
it. But there's also that tall white guy, Timmon or something.
No, that dude's a fucking stud.
Mustache dude?
Yeah,
he's the mustache guy. I just assumed he sucked, too. I just assumed he was a hype guy. He's a fucking hooper.
He saved them one day.
He had some nasty blocks a couple games we watched. He's fucking playing good.
They're just blowing teams out, too. That's not even close.
It's not even fun to watch, really.
And they got UCLA tonight.
UCLA is... it ain't it.
No, they didn't.
And
UCLA got beat by...
But then UCLA...
So they beat Michigan.
Yeah, they beat Michigan.
Anyways, the most exciting news I probably ever received as a Boston Celtics fan, Daniel Tice was traded.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll close sports on that because it doesn't get better from that.
I cheered.
The fact Daniel Tice got minutes in the NBA is insane. The fact somebody traded for it. Was it the Bulls?
For Mo Wagner. Come on now. I was so happy Wagner got freaking traded to the Bulls before freaking Emma Vujovic. So it's like...
You talking about Vucic? Nikola Vucic?
Bulls are... Yeah,
could you imagine...
Vucic?
Could you imagine...
Nikola, I call him that.
Could you imagine calling the Celtics, they say, Danny Ainge is like, what can I help you with? He's like, Daniel Theiss, gotta have him. What do you want?
Your fucking printer.
Could you... It'd be semi-pro when he's like, I looked at him and I said, man, we could really use this washing machine.
I would take the buttons off the goddamn washing machine. Yeah, I cannot fucking stand him. Don't get me started.
He's so bad.
Change the subject
for whatever.
All right,
let's...
Should we get National
Days
of the Week?
Jay.
What's up?
Do a Lost Lake CBD promo.
Okay, I'm passing more Zach.
Why don't you give it to Cam?
Cam, do a Lost Lake CBD promo. Talk about adult aches. I don't know enough about it to talk about it, actually. Let's just do that this week.
I read a little bit about it, but I haven't really, like studied in on it, but I know it's like
helps you sleep.
Like, what is it?
It's a type of THC that's found in the plant. I know that for a fact, but it's
helps you sleep.
So it has THC in it.
Yeah, it gets you high. It
keeps me from feeling low.
But it's pretty. It works pretty good. A lot better than I expected.
I took some of that stuff before the thing because my knee was hurting, and I don't feel it right now.
So
I'm a big fan.
If you're interested in that, which noted, it does have THC in it. Make sure you note that, because if you're like me, you probably don't want to do that.
Normal CBD from Lost Lake does not, unless it's full spectrum.
Yeah, full spectrum has THC in it, Kirk Heyman.
Yeah, it has.
Small traces, but and if you aches, pains, anxiety, depression, trouble sleeping, being uncomfortable, just anything you might need it for. You can go on Lost Lake CBD and use promo code NFJF. You'll get 25% off your first order, free shipping all the time. And, I mean, small business, you can't beat it.
Within the United States.
Yeah, within the United States. And if you're in another country and can't get free shipping, I'm sorry. I mean, we still love you, but that's just politics.
Sorry,
so.
Canada.
Sorry about your damn look.
Sorry to our viewers in Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a couple.
Think I like the Ireland viewers more than any other viewer, and I'm sorry to say that. I just think that's cool.
So remember how my second Zaga just burned to everybody and
blew it's close game?
Out? They're tied 43-43 in the first half.
Interesting. What was that?
That's kind of a high school game, I feel like.
They're just starting out slow.
Still the time for a blowout.
Okay, let's got our Lost Lake CBD going, so let's roll over to Days of the Week with Zach. Let's go there.
Days of the Week.
Kramer. No, I need to make an
intro. You need an intro for this, because I actually like this one.
I do like this a lot too, and I've been lazy. But now I have a podcast studio, I'll be more like motivated to come in here and work on shit. So
yeah, if you guys listen to it, pop over to YouTube real quick and see how it's set up.
I mean, I'm not saying it's nice, but it's way better than what we had. So
from where we started in my fucking small ass booth in my house in the corner of my basement.
This is pretty comfy.
It doesn't add weight to my hands. I mean, it's
camera's supposed to add 10 pounds to add 10 my hands, pounds. But I've got to move past it.
I don't get it.
Fuck, we're in April already.
It's a voice. Yeah, we're
in April. It's April. April 1st was fun. I was getting you guys on. Well, I was trying to get you guys on.
Fucking got me.
You tried.
I literally said I'm done doing the podcast.
And I just said, why?
You see, a big wave of relief rushed over me because there's so much responsibility reading my days of the week each week. All right, but we're on April 3rd.
Damn, that was a good war.
We're on the 3rd. This national holiday is one that's near and dear to me. It's our friend Damon's birthday.
That's true. Yeah, that's it.
And it's actually National World Party Day.
No, it's actually Damon. It's actually Damon's birthday.
It is Damon's birthday.
Happy birthday, Damon. I know you won't hear it, but happy birthday.
We'll call you in a second.
We'll see you in like an hour.
And we'll call you in a second.
April 4th is International Carrot Day. Doesn't really concern me. I'm not a rabbit.
It's Easter.
Hold on. But what's your favorite vegetable to eat, though? If you eat veggies.
That's food my food eats. I don't partake.
You see, I like carrots.
I
just not as a main.
I can't eat baby carrots. They make
sweet
me just
baby carrots from Cracker Barrel.
Can you eat normal size carrots?
That's normal good carrots. So good. Baby good carrots really bring back memories. I can't do baby carrots.
Fair enough. I'll eat almost any vegetable.
Good Lord, Travis.
Moving on. April 5th, National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
I fuck with that.
We might have to do something with that, boys.
Does Geno's have deep dish? They don't.
They would have to if it's deep dish pizza.
I don't think they do.
That's a thing.
They might.
April 6th. This one's pretty cool. National Twinkie Day. I love Twinkies. Yeah.
Not a big Twinkie guy.
I don't want to like change the subject, but I'm really nervous because Rocco's been so quiet.
Is he in
That's
here?
Good.
Yeah, he's in the house.
I thought he was outside.
I don't know what he's doing.
Anyway,
I thought he was outside.
I didn't let
him
know
that too.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know. Hold on. About the Twinkie thing.
Yeah.
I remember for his birthday, you fucking carry around a Twinkie in one of his little fucking buckets. And it was frozen.
Yeah, and then
you don't remember that? That doesn't surprise me if you don't.
Brody's birthday. Oh, okay.
I know.
You had a Twinkie in the
You had it in your front bucket and you smashed it on accident.
Here's the thing. Now, Ed said he likes his Twinkies cold. So you said, okay, I'll put it in the bucket. But he said, no, I can like it real cold. Then you end up grabbing a beer bottle and started smashing it in the bucket. And Ed was like, oh, that's perfect right there.
Ed did eat that Twinkie. I don't know if he did.
I've
lost count of
days. We're on the 6th.
He might.
April 7th. It's National No Housework Day. Every day is April 7th.
It's what?
National No Housework Day.
You can't do anything to your dwelling on that day, on the 8th.
I mean,
you really haven't done anything onto your dwelling.
It's the seventh.
It's when we get back from Colorado. I'm taking all this shit from the living room downstairs, and we're gonna start room. But
I probably will.
I mean, till then, we'll see.
April 8th. Don't really understand the meaning. Step into the spotlight day. So maybe steal the spotlight from someone. If it's someone's birthday, you know, make it about yourself.
Here's the thing we're supposed to do with that. Everybody in this room right now are just going to try to get on the spotlight on Snapchat. Anything we post, we got to put on the spotlight.
I can do that effortlessly.
Any snap you send.
Any snap you send.
Like your streak snaps got to go on spotlight.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's very finicky, but I'll put my streak snap on here.
Okay.
Yeah, not right. Now with that.
I fuck with it. April 9th, National Name Yourself Day.
So I can rename myself?
You can. I'm going to be Carlos Name Jerome that day. That's a badass name. I've liked it ever since I heard it.
No, hold on. I don't know if this is right to talk about on the podcast, but like... do you know where the origin of Carlos Danger?
No.
A congressman was using the alibi Carlos Danger and sending unsolicited dick pics to people that worked underneath him to try to bang them. Hold on. Guess what his real name was?
This is an urban legend.
Guess what his real name was?
Brett Favre.
Anthony Weiner. And he thought he needed an alibi name as if Anthony Weiner didn't sound like a fake enough name. He went by Carlos Danger.
You see, I was under the impression he was banging those people.
He may have been. Anthony Weiner was using the name Carlos Danger to send unsolicited Weiner pics to like his secretaries and stuff.
What? All right, so you're gonna have that alibi or your name with that on that day.
I mean, Carlos Danger's kind of cool.
It's a badass sounding name.
That's not known in the origin story.
Until you know that, it's not a badass name at all.
It's still pretty funny.
It's not okay.
I
know the backstory. And I'm
I can't. I can't even. I can't even joke about that. That's not
okay. Okay, what would you
the whole unsolicited dick pic thing is something I would never understand.
He'd probably go with something like Tigro or something.
Tigro.
So my name back in Spanish class was Francisco. I guess I'll go bring back the Francisco.
Mine was Dino Leo. Translates to Justice Line. It was badass.
I didn't take Spanish.
I took French and Spanish. Can't speak either.
I can't speak Spanish.
Yeah, speak Spanish all the time too. And I
just don't understand it. Cam, what would your name be?
No, I had Jerry's in Spanish class. He just put O's at the end of everything.
He would be his Snapchat name, yeah. Chef Cam.
Yeah, Chef Cam.
Is he always cooking?
What would your name be, Jeff?
I don't know.
Jefferson Wolf. Jefferson Wilson.
I'll just be Chaz.
Is that the end of the days of the week?
One more. The 10th International Safety Pin Day. Don't really know what that means.
I mean, that's like PJ cool. And Maddie's birthday when we're supposed to go out, so let's bring a bunch of safety pins. All right. Just really throw them through a loop. But after that, let's see what's popping.
Let's get the questions.
I just have a few if you want to let me start.
Let me call the president.
Okay, we got us called Dave Mom. Does he know you're calling?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was disgusting.
That felt great. He's at a bar in St. Joe right now called Nordy's. He's supposed to be on the podcast, but he said, I gotta be out of here, buds.
He's gonna be fucked up if he answers this.
I'll probably call back.
He's not gonna answer this.
He's gonna answer. I have faith.
Did I get your questions ready?
I've got them ready.
Tell him to call when he's ready.
Give him a message.
Tell him just to call when he's ready. Tell him to call in like
next 5 minutes. My first question is kind of oddly specific. Who was, out of your 4 years in high school, who is your favorite student body class president?
We had one. Didn't
while
we?
You were there.
Oh no, who was her?
Wasn't
Jaden's wife her student body president our first freshman year? That's funny, actually. Yeah,
that was funny.
I would have to stick.
Kiefer was mine. My senior year, so that'd be your guys' junior year.
Damon.
Damon for sure.
Did Damon really send that question?
Speaking of Damon.
Did he answer? Did he call back?
Hey, what's up, Demo?
Hey, Coach D.
Hello.
Heyo.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Dude, huh?
Dude. Hey, what you drinking right now, bud?
Oh, my volume was down. I got put on. What'd you say?
What you drinking right now, bud?
I'm ready.
You're ready? What are you drinking?
Oh, what am I drinking? Dude, right now, Corona, man.
Hey, okay. Hey, got a question for you. What are your... What are your?
I'm good at questions.
Okay, well, what are your three birthday wishes?
Oh shit!
Okay. You are being recorded.
Let me outside real quick for this.
Hey, just so you know, this is going to be on the podcast.
He's about to go on a riff, Kramer. He's going to go on a riff.
This will be on the podcast. Whatever you say is going to be on there. Just let you know.
Okay. So, my first wish is for Chaz to box me. Okay? that's wish number one. Okay. And wish number two is for Chaz to box me for 3-minute rounds. Okay. So, the 3 minutes in there. You know, and then my fourth birthday. So right now my third birthday wish, probably for another Corona. You know, I'm getting low on one.
Some more Corona.
So more Corona, and Chaz to box me, and Chaz to box me for 3-minute rounds.
Okay. I feel like you should have lumped the Chaz fight into one wish, but that's just me.
Those are his wishes.
Listen, dude, you should know. Tell Chaz he can pull up. I got gloves in my trunk.
We know you do.
We know.
Right?
Let's call Chaz now. Tell Chaz.
You know what else I got in my trunk? Jay knows. Jay, you know what I got in my trunk.
We all do, bud.
Listen.
Text me respect.
All I know is if he doesn't box me, I'm gonna pop the trunk on his ass. You don't want to know what that means.
Gee, I wonder
you
what that means.
You don't want to find out.
This is
Damon. All right, I have another question for you that I was submitted. It says, I've heard allegations that D only does anal, has never had true sex with a girl. Is this true?
Hold on. Say that one more time, because I heard...
I've heard allegations that D only does anal and never has had true sex with a girl. Is this true?
No, dude. I do not mess with the poop chute. That is disgusting. That is so gross, dude. Literally, they shit out of that.
Babies come out the other one, Damon.
Dude, what? Listen. Dude, that is just unsanitary. That's disgusting.
Get diseases that way.
You guys know exactly where this conversation will go.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. We do not mess with the poop chute.
He has talked about this for at least 6 hours the past 2 days.
Dude, I just got done talking about it in the bar. Literally. You're laughing and I'm serious.
I know you're serious. That's why it's funny.
We all agree.
Yeah, I was like sitting there.
Yeah, what was the...
I made a friend. Her name was Alyssa.
Damon. What was the consensus then at the bar?
Hold on, what?
What did you come, like, what conclusion did you come to with the people at the bar then? What is it? Is it okay?
It is, dude, it's not okay. It's not okay. It is not acceptable. Literally, she just pretty much said, she was like, it's like the state of Nebraska, just throw it away.
Alright.
She said you could, you know, I'm not gonna, okay, I'm. No, I shouldn't say that.
He's tiptoeing so hard right now.
Okay, hey, D.
Hey.
So
listen, no, wait. Okay, listen, I'm listening.
You're listening. Hey, no, hey, if you want to go back in and keep being turned up, you can.
Yeah, Damon, closing thoughts. We'll let you go. We'll see you in a bit, all right?
Let me tell them. I'll call them back. Okay, say that again.
No, Damon, closing thoughts. We'll let you go, and we'll come see you when we're done with this. So you got any closing thoughts?
Are you going to come see me?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are my closing thoughts?
Yeah, well, it's your closing thoughts. I can't do it for you.
Oh, okay. So first things first. So it's my birthday, dude. And in case you guys didn't know, birthdays fucking suck. I'm gonna tell you why right now. Because what happens is you get a lot of unwanted happy birthday wishes from people you really don't fucking want to hear from. And
like Chaz.
Yes. Oh shit, you said Chaz? Yeah, fuck the ops. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. Dude, so like, then you gotta like, come up with rules to yourself. Like, okay, I'm only gonna like the comments. Like, people who say happy birthday, I'm just gonna like it. And then if they upload a picture, I'm gonna comment. But you really don't want to do none of that shit. You just want to be left alone, you know? And so like, I don't know really what to say. Everybody keeps saying happy birthday, and I'm like, yeah, appreciate it. And I feel like a dick, but at the same time, what do I say? I don't even know them. Like, I've had people reach out to me today and tell me that we need to catch up. And it's like, shit, we didn't catch up when I knew you. Like, like shit, what's your name again? I've had so many unknown numbers text me. So birthdays suck because you get all that shit, you know?
Well, you also don't even save numbers.
Yeah, that's the problem is you don't save people's numbers, Damon.
Dude,
except for the people you
don't. Don't go put my business out there. Don't bring my personal life into this, all
right.
Okay?
All right, Damon. You enjoy the rest of your outing right now, okay, bud?
Yeah, we'll see you in a bit, bud.
Okay, listen, last thing. Don't have a birthday. Birthday sucks.
All right, I respect it.
I mean, birthdays, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You're right. All right, D, we'll see you shortly.
I'll see you in 10.
Maybe.
Maybe. I might.
Hey, dude, you better hurry up, because I'm going to have an asthma attack, and I don't have my hanger, and I don't really have asthma. Okay?
No, don't you? I have asthma. You don't joke that much.
Dude, I got asthma.
I know you do. If you need that inhaler, I got you.
He actually doesn't have
asthma. Dude, inhalers are for pussies.
Good Lord. You got a point.
I'm hanging up.
All right, we'll see you in a bit, D. We'll see you in a bit.
I'm sorry.
All right, hey, see you, D.
I gotta get my Corona, bro. Let's go upstairs. Okay.
All right, see you, Demo.
See you, D.
Later.
All right, let's keep to these questions.
Good. All right, so Zach, you want to roll through questions first?
Yeah, when are we getting 2 podcasts a week with 3 dots?
I don't know if I want to do that.
We're at some point, it's going to be hard because I'm about to move to Kansas City.
We will,
I doubt this ever happens.
I would say my goal is, let's talk business. I would like not 2 podcast episodes a week, at least for now. I would prefer like us to kind of do our own thing to an extent. I think I've been talking about this for a while. I'm going to try to start up a YouTube channel, and I encourage everyone else to do the same. Kramer already is pretty active, and I think we just, like, as a group, should try to produce content rather than 2 episodes a week. I think we do fine with 1.
Maybe it's not Fast Show Serious content.
Yeah.
Look at our
just
vlogs.
In general.
I think vlogs is, like, that's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think we need to try to, and that'd be more of a YouTube thing
stay
for podcast
summer,
listeners. So, if you want to see more content that we try to post, like the St. Patty's Day vlog we posted, that would be on YouTube. That would be on YouTube. What's up?
The Olympics is coming soon.
Yeah, and that would be on YouTube. And also, like, we did in the t-shirt giveaway, 50 subscribers. That's another big thing. So, I mean, I would pay attention on YouTube as well if you want more content. So, the 2 episodes a week, at least for now, I don't know if that's feasible. So, I think we're going to try to direct towards more of a YouTube presence rather than that.
All right. When is the last time you cried?
My birthday. I got way too drunk.
You cried on your birthday?
Yeah, I cried. And then I came back in and we sung Kevin's Heart by J. Cole and I almost cried
the
again.
The last time I got sick, I threw up. So it was like, this fucking sucks.
That night, my birthday at first was when I did it.
Mine was Valentine's Day.
No, it wasn't my birthday.
I can't remember.
It's last time I blacked out.
Cried.
Like, legitimately cried over...
Like, real cry? I don't know. I'd say, like, I've been fucked up enough where I've cried just like, don't even know why.
March 4th.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
This one's a little weird. I want someone to do some research on deep ocean. Why can we go to Mars, but only 10% of the ocean is explored?
That's actually a really fucking good question. Is that your brother? Copy and paste that into the rundown right now. Let's talk about that next week. That's a very good question.
And then I have one more question.
I'm scared of the ocean, too.
Would you rather smell like hot dog water or have everything you drink taste like hot dog water?
I would rather smell like hot dog water.
Same. That would be everyone else's problem. I would become the best one.
I'd wear a lot of clothes.
I would smell it.
You would smell like cologne.
Well, you already do, Craig.
Apparently I already do.
That question was, well, 4 to 5 episodes ago. Kramer denied allegations of smelling
like
hot dog
water. I will say, that was also not from Brody.
Wink. You ready? You got more, Zach? Or
no?
I'll go over to mine.
You want me to close up?
Yes. Would you really give your sense of taste or hearing? I would say
legit,
taste.
Not from Brody.
Oh, I knew that. What's up?
I'd say taste.
Taste or hearing? I'd really give up taste.
I mean, if you have COVID, then you. Don't
I can't taste anything.
Taste.
No.
Taste.
I'll give up taste.
I'll give up smell. I legit can't smell shit right now.
All
right,
this might be an intense one. Would you rather be eaten alive by a bear or a shark?
Shark's definitely faster, I'd say.
So you can drown quicker.
Yeah. Bear, I've seen The Revenant.
Bears eat you while you're still alive. Sharks will kill you.
Yeah,
I'm going shark.
I'm going shark.
And I get shark, I punch it right in the fucking stupid face.
You punch it in the nose, or you jam
the
thumb
of
the
gilly.
You jam the thumb of the gilly, you get real freaky.
It depends on what bear and what shark, though.
Grizzly bear and a great white shark. Let's say that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking the great white shark. She's gonna eat me.
I'm just gonna take whichever one gets me first.
What if you just like in an area where there's nothing there?
It's basically Godzilla and King Kong, and I'm like a third party.
What if you're like walking down the street and like a shark just comes out and just grabs me and kills me?
Oh, dude, if I'm on the street and a shark comes out, I'm fucking it up. It's on dry land, man. It ain't got a fighting chance.
There's a gun in St. Rowe. You shoot someone, and a shark comes out of the fucking road.
Yeah. We're gonna use Saints Row as our basis for.
Oh, fuck me for being fucking weird. You're saying a shark's gonna attack you on the street?
That's what you just said.
The sewer sharks.
They're gators in the sewers.
Gators.
You catch a gout ball. Eat the eyeball gator.
Best part.
What's your go-to weapon for a flying zombie apocalypse and why? Don't forget, bullets run out.
For a what?
A flying zombie.
So the zombies fly?
Yes.
That's retarded.
I mean, honestly, we don't know what a zombie looks like. We just see what they've done them in movies. Or
your go-to weapon for that?
Yeah.
A bat. So, no, I need, what, paint a picture of the zombie for. Is it a human with wings? Is it
We'll just say it's a bird zombie.
A bird, then a tennis racket.
Yeah, a steel tennis racket.
A human, okay, what if it's like a pterodactyl version? But it's like a person with wings, like the Mothman.
I think I just give up.
A Mothman zombie? You would.
Does this Mothman have a fucking crank on him? That's what I'm worried about.
A Mothman wouldn't have a crank on him because while he's flying, he'd be flapping side to side.
No, that's why they're covered in dust. So when the dick slaps their thighs, they're in chafe.
It's not aerodynamic.
We've talked about this.
It would have to be retracted.
Why are you talking about this? I thoroughly enjoy it. No, hold on. I want to try to do this more where we dig up old shit from old episodes because I really like that.
I would pick a big-ass spear or pike or something along with reach so you can stab them as they're coming at you.
No, because you have to get that thing off. Cause
I want to trident.
You pull the thing or your
trident's
spear.
Trident's good. I'm going to spear with a trident.
No, I would get a katana.
Okay, hold on.
You just slice the head off and you keep going.
Kramer, do you remember, say, maybe 5 weeks ago when Zach and I had this configuration where we took that staff we found in my basement and duct taped the throwing mask?
Yes, I threw it.
I think that is the ideal defense mode, but I get a lot of them.
Let's go recreate that after this episode.
No, I'm going with a katana, though.
And also, I don't know why this just reminded me of that, because I talked about previous episodes. I would like to do this if everybody else is down. We've done 25 episodes. I want to make a video, and it'd probably have to be edited down to be shorter. I want to watch our first podcast as a group and, like, just make fun of myself. Because the other day at work, I was like, I'm just going to listen to your first episode. I got 2 or 3 minutes in and was like, one, this audio is fucking awful. And two, I'm really bad at this. Like, I'm bad now, but we were bad. I think we need to make a YouTube video where we critique that. I might even do the editing on it, Kramer.
You, hold on. You're taking the wind out of me right now. You're doing editing?
I'll try. I have the software.
He might.
I just don't know how to do it.
What are you guys taking with the weapon, though? That's a hell of a fart. That's a hell of a fart. Good pull there, bro.
Make sure that fell out.
I mean, if it did just fall at the bottom of my shorts, it'd be fine.
Jay, what's your weapon?
I don't know the dude's name off. What's it called?
I know exactly where you're going.
Crossbow?
No, the barbed wire bat. Not barbed wire, the one with nails in it.
To beat rats with?
Are you talking about Lucille, the bat that he crushed his skulls in with? Because it's wrapped in barbed wire.
I want the
skip Barbie.
I want the bat that the guy has on the Glorious Bastards. The guy in the hall that beats the Nazis. I want that guy. Cam. I want that bat.
Cam, what's your weapon?
What's his name? Because he has a German name.
I think a sword is the best option.
A sword actually is, but a trident is badass.
Because you don't want a trident, though. You have to pull the thing off.
First of all,
I'm going to die from zombie apocalypse regardless.
The $89 harpoon gun off Amazon, I've really had to try to talk myself out of buying.
Dude,
can I get
the
ray
guns?
No. You know what I saw at South Bell Walmart for $50? A 12-gauge flare gun with 4 flare shells.
Why don't you
I shoot it because I don't have $50 to throw at a flare gun. Plus, I think I'll be on a list if I buy that.
No, because you'll shoot it in my backyard.
I will.
No, shoot it at the river.
Oh, I'm shooting it in the backyard.
That's actually very reasonable. Backyard. No, you're not shooting it in my house.
I don't want to shoot it in the air like a flare, like off the spot. I want to shoot it at something to see if
and then light it on fire.
No, if Tasha,
at my house.
If Tasha can get me that Kevlar vest, I can shoot me with the flare gun.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I might.
I'll wrap myself in tinfoil so I won't get burned. I'll just cook really well.
That's all your questions?
Yep.
I have a few. I had two or three, but we've had some. And it's mainly our friends, and they kind of get a little too ridiculous, so we've started to get rid of them. Like, this one is, like, attacking people, so we have not been doing that. What is something you do daily no one knows you do? That's a good question.
I'm trying to think of what to say without oversharing.
I can't really, like...
I mean,
I feel like I'm a very boring person, to be honest with you.
I had to have a glass of chocolate milk before I go to bed.
That's actually a good one. That's a good one, actually.
Like it has to be chocolate. It could be white. I don't care. I love milk.
I talk to my cat a lot.
I talk to my dog a lot.
Is that something?
Like, every morning I talk to my dog, like, and tell him, like, how good of a boy he is.
I think I sing in the shower every morning.
Oh, I sing in the shower.
Exactly, yeah.
I sing in the shower when you guys are here.
I heard. I did.
Cam?
I don't think I got it.
I don't think I really do anything, like, that's that outlandish.
Yeah.
Is me drinking milk outlandish?
I mean, I want to say it's outlandish, but, like, it's I would say, weird. Like, I don't ever drink milk.
Even when I'm drunk as fuck. I will go home.
No, I did that one night. It was really gross. I drank that whole thing of Chateau milk to prove a point. I feel like I was.
Wait, that thing was clabbered. Why'd you do that?
Huh?
That was clabbered. Why would you drink that?
Clabbered. Like, it was before. It was no. It was a different one. It was good at that point.
I got Chateau milk waiting at home. It made.
I don't know. This is an interesting question. How do you feel about being such a small, growing podcast?
Biggest podcast in St. John.
If we get. Somewhat big, it's gonna be really cool.
I would say my answer to this is it's very exciting, but it's also I get a lot of anxiety through it because you kind of have like this sense of not only that, I mean, that's part of it. And I'm a person, I have no filter, so it's very hard for me to really watch myself.
Yeah,
but you have this weird situation where we've done things a certain way for 20 odd some weeks. 26 at this point, technically. And I feel like you need to really push yourself to start do things a different way to try to get better, to try to advance. And I would say, for me, that is the hardest part of starting to grow, is like the need for change. Because, like, I would say, like, we get so comfortable with things. And then, like, just like this, like, moving into a new room and all that, like, it seems like such a small detail.
We got a new fucking tripod, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and, like, just, like, this whole new set, like, before we just, like, propped the laptop up, surface up and recorded. Now we have a tripod, we have a table. I mean, and then, like, I feel obligated to, like, make this room look a certain way. So I would say, like, that is the thing, like, being a small growing podcast, like, the anxiety of just, like, if you're doing enough, what you need to do to move forward. That'd be my answer. Anyone else has any input, I'd be glad to hear it, but that is my
just
answer.
Being
creative, that's a big thing too.
I don't really have an end to that. I agree with Trav a lot about that. Fuck, you built this whole dwelling for the podcast.
Yeah, I bought this house for the podcast.
It just so happens it works out. There's two rooms so you can live in one.
We just want to try to do different things. And, I mean, we thought we were interesting anyways.
Between us,
there's... We need to start recording a lot of the shit we do.
No shortage of creativity.
And I would say, like, our biggest problem is, at least for me, that's always confused me, is I would say for the first, 10 weeks, maybe 15 weeks we did this, I always just looked at YouTube. I didn't have any access to analytics through Anchor. So, which Anchor is great.
Yep.
Anchor is amazing. And I would suggest if you ever decide this is something you want to do, I would use Anchor. It is flawless. But I would say, like, originally, like, YouTube was the thing that I always referenced because I didn't know. And I would see basically, like, 10 to 20 viewers every time. So I went this whole time thinking we got that many viewers. Well, then I learned later on that we are getting substantially more on Anchor, which is awesome. But, like, I just always, like, and this is another thing where, like, I mean, someone who's not in this didn't know a lot about it. I just always assume the money's on YouTube, and I assume the growth is on YouTube and things along them lines.
Now, we know where the money's at.
Which isn't necessarily true, but that's just something I saw. So when it gets into the situation where, like, I see Anchor, and now that I understand what it is, like, that's another thing, like, growing. Like, you have to learn more, and you have to be adapted to the environment. And I ramble a lot on this question. This is just something, like, I think about a lot. So, I mean, I really do enjoy it, but...
For the money's...
That's
where the money is.
Yeah, but I would say being a growing podcast, the hardest thing is I would honestly say probably not overthinking what you do and just like starting to
just have fun with it.
Yeah, just you kind of start to worry too much. I mean, I enjoy it, but I would say a lot of times like I would say like tonight, like I will be like worried until I listen to this. Like, was this a good episode? What was it? Is people gonna enjoy this? And I would say when we first started, it was purely for banter. So at no point in time did we ever have these thoughts. And then once it starts to grow a little bit, you kind of get the realization that this is a real thing.
Here's the thing, too. I don't give a shit what people think about it. They fucking listen to it. So
I mean, I'm the same way, but it's just like...
It's funny because we're at like episode 18 and we're just kind of sitting back at my... We were at the basement, I think. Maybe, but we're just sitting like... We've done 18 of these fucking episodes. Yeah. Like, who would have thought of that?
Yeah, I would say like... I would say growing, that is my biggest thing. You kind of get that situation and... I don't know. Just you start to overthink little things. Like, just how it works. We've talked about it. I feel like everyone should have their own mic. We're not going to spend the money for everybody to have a Blue Yeti or a good mic.
This
thing's sweet. If you're going to... I will say right now, if you're going to ever trade anything with this, $100 buys you a Blue Yeti, and it will change your life. It is sweet. And that is another thing I would say we had, because I originally thought everyone needs a mic. You need to be playing. Kramer was like, we need to do this. I was skeptical of it because I didn't know if I liked the appearance necessarily, which this is when I thought YouTube was the only thing we did well on. So then I realized, I mean, you just kind of got to learn the game. That's my biggest thing on a growing podcast.
My first thought when he was talking about doing the podcast, I was, because I've listened to a couple. I was thinking like...
I always have listened to them.
I was thinking about listening like a little bit of something, all with a little personal mics and a big ass headphones, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's what I always pictured. But now, as you can see on YouTube, if you can't, it's one mic in the middle of the table, picks up every fucking thing. Like, I'm swiping my feet across
the floor. You're going to hear this right now.
Yeah.
I can't hear this.
I'm sweeping my feet across the floor right now. Guarantee it picks up. And the mic, like, I was rubbing my fingers against it. Like, this mic works perfectly. And like they said, do it with people that you enjoy being around.
Yeah, I would just say, I would say growing, it's exciting, but I would say it's also stressful because I feel like you get a... You get a different weight on you, and then we're going to go ahead and move on just because I feel like we talk about that a lot. That's a question. I actually really enjoy that question.
That's a good question, yeah.
And the next tier, that one I want to talk about, we will. How do you remove toed fingernails? Bite, tear, clip. I bite fingernails. I cut toenails. I'm not going to lie. I don't bite my fingernails at least. You can't hold that against me.
I wouldn't bite your fingernails.
I bite my fingernails.
That's so gross.
I actually bit a fingernail off earlier while we were recording.
I tear mine off. I tear them. And like, last week I tore my nail off and it started bleeding.
I'll tear my like toenails off sometimes, but I usually clip those, like I said, bite my fingernails. That's kind of like an anxiety.
Think about this. You tear your fingernail or your toenails off and you get to go up to bite your fingernails. That's fucking
gross. Oh, I don't do it one on like... I don't you do could? It one and one.
I don't know.
People might. That's them. That's fine.
Or you're not the person that like sticks their whole entire foot in their mouth and starts
people are like that. If that question's something you do every day that like people know about you, if you bite your toenails off, that's a good fucking answer. That is gross.
Actually, no, don't answer that.
As a grown man, I feel like my feet are too gross to put in my mouth.
Oh, so that's the case, do not answer that.
Especially hold on. Foot around if you're a foot fetish guy, though, that's on you. But
I'm not a foot fetish.
That's on you. But I mean, that's fine. Feet are gross. If you like feet, cool. I think feet are gross. But no harm against you.
My feet are gross.
This is what I'm talking about, where you start feeling like anxiety on what you say. Like, I'm like, well, I don't want to feel anybody.
If you put a foot and I don't feel comfortable, you put a foot near me, put your ass in an ankle lock. Ask my friends.
I'll figure for your shit.
Exactly. I've done it before. And that shit hurts.
Yeah, it does, because that's an actual pressure that's in a legit hold that, done correctly, you can pop your ankle out of socket.
All right. Well, last question, unless you guys want to. I keep farting.
Dude, you are shitting yourself right now. Holy jeez and rocks.
Have you ever measured yourself? Yes. We're all men in here. We've all measured our dicks. This is true. We're not going to say the numbers. Just get the whiteboard.
Hold on.
Man, I get the whiteboard. Let's see how long it is. Yeah. How long
he is. That measures that. That ain't bad.
Have you measured with an actual ruler or with like objects?
I have measured mine with an object. I would get a glass of water and put it in it and see how much water like gets overspilled.
So you check the volume of your dick rather than the length. That's it. So that's a true measurement. I like that. You're not worried because like diameter, girth. None of that is no longer a problem. It is a true measurement. So,
okay.
Dick by volume is the way to do it. Right. How many cc's?
It's been a few months.
Does it change frequently?
Not recently. Growing up, yes.
Yeah.
You know when like you're a little kid, my parents never done this, but I've seen people do it. Where they will like do the dash on a wall of how tall you've gotten. Yeah. Zach does that with the CCs of his dick.
It's like on my bathroom mirror, Sharpie. 30, 50, 180.
Well above that.
And then he gives himself a little fucking chest bump at the end.
Just look. Yes.
You can do better.
Right. So where do you start your measurement at, though? If you were to measure it. I mean, I measured it, like, you start from, like...
Every if you're a man and you haven't measured your dick, you're weird.
I actually agree.
But no, like, where do you start, though?
Hey, me.
What's the average? Of course, the tip. Of course, that's the
tip to base.
Where's the base at?
Where my dick comes out of my body.
Yeah.
Will the base be like right where like
my dick is not retractable, Kramer? It's always out.
Wait, that's not retractable either.
I bet you measure your dick flaccid too, don't you, you weirdo?
Honestly, why wouldn't you?
That's why he's well below average.
Kramer's in his whole life thinking he's got a tiny dick. He's just been measuring it off the whole time.
Fucking life changer.
I'm now too comfortable. This happens from time to time.
The worst part is we have these conversations without the fucking mics.
No, like, we talked about the only doing anal thing. I want you to know, like, Damon took off for a minute. Him, me, and like a handful of other people in my house that's never just hanging out. This was a 45-minute conversation. It just kept going, just building on itself. And me, like, I've heard him say this three other times. So I'm like, this is just ridiculous. I'm done talking about anal, Damon. Like, I get
it. If you want to know, or if you have an input, DM us or...
You can just tweet me. I don't care.
How big you think Pete is?
Birdie and Meg are going to come here, and then we're going to go out. So they got a present for Zach and maybe me. Nice to know I'm a maybe on the present.
They got a present for me?
Yeah. They told me they got a present. But that's all the questions we have this week. We're going to apologize now. I mean, everyone's going to do their apology. I'm sorry we missed a week on the podcast if you're looking forward to it. We did give you the special bonus, which I am happy we had. But I'm sorry, and if we failed you... I fell a lot, so just get used to it.
I would like to go second.
Yeah,
my apology. I actually
you do not have apologize. To apologize. Kevin.
I am not going to apologize. Period. It was slop last week. You guys think it's slop? Kramer, wait for your apology to talk about things. Asking. I will not serve out the viewer slop. If you're upset about it, try to enjoy the special. And I'm glad you're watching this.
Because like we've talked about, so like a little special Kramer post, and that was all him. I didn't even know that was a thing. I forgot.
That was an hour-long conversation.
Yeah, that conversation also
so
much
longer. God, it was so fucking funny, though.
To let you know, I was unaware about being recorded, and I was very fucked up. So I was kind of mean, and that's just how we are, though. We're
Here's
friends.
The thing. That, thing, so. Was, oh, yeah, that yeah. thing was actually 30 minutes long. I could only use 7 minutes of it.
No, it was that bad. But
I have a 12-minute video myself.
But like we talked about, mid. Excuse me. The podcast didn't go well. We had some issues and things like that.
I mean, you're still gonna get it.
Like kind of like we talked about, and we have some content there, but it wasn't enough to really make an episode. And we didn't want to shortchange you guys, and so we figured it'd be better just to go ahead and take a week off, do release that, and just go ahead and do a good 25. That's kind of what we were worried about.
We're
gonna
see the thing with that. Last time we just did, it's gonna be a special just in case if we miss. Something.
Yeah, and now we have that as well. Because I mean, we had an idea that like, we tried to do like a little 3-on-3. We had some guests on the show and stuff, and. And I mean, I would just say like, it just didn't work out great. It didn't work great. But we can keep that in our back pocket. So I want Kramer and Jairus to do their apologies. So or not apologies, whatever you think is fitting.
Here's the thing: I'm not apologizing to you. I've came up here with ideas. I put them out there. There's a parade. We had a parade vlog. Fucking watch that. I don't give a shit. Just watch something. We got enough content on the YouTube channel beforehand on the Kramer Sanson Network.
No, there's
or even
on
the Not Fast, Just Furious one. There's a lot of content over there. You pull a finger at your ass. You guys are fine.
And if you have any idea of... if there's anything else you guys want to see that I would say is not even related to something this... Like, I mean, we're all... I mean, we do other stuff outside of this, and if there's any other ideas, challenges, things like that, we're always in on that. I mean, it's exciting.
Oh, yeah, no, we've done food challenges.
And I'm no longer camera shy, so I'm down for anything. So.
Good Lord, you guys are most camera likely
shy. I was very camera shy at the beginning. I am no longer camera shy.
We are most
shy.
Likely next week going to be attempting the cinnamon challenge.
No, we're not.
Says who?
Jefferson?
Issue
your apology. Go ahead. Apologize.
I would just like to take this time to apologize.
Absolutely nobody.
The double champ does what the fuck he wants.
Yes, so but yes, we.
It smells like shit over here.
Holy shit! All
right,
this is a long episode.
Not Fascist Furious.
Not Fascist Furious. Follow us on Twitter. Look us up on YouTube.
50 Thanks for coming back.
50 subscriber giveaway. Lost Lake CBJ. Lost Lake CBD.
CBJ. I know
we appreciate you guys. Love you. Thank you so much.